The following podcast contains scenes of graphic violence, abuse, cuss words, and new age spirituality crap. So viewer's discretion is advised. Also, while recording this, I am wearing little to no clothing because I am very hot. I mean, it's very hot outside. Not outside technically, inside my room. But whatever. Are you feeling so hot because I'm so hot? Episode of In the Memory of the Goldfish called Lights, hosted by your most amazing, gorgeous host, Koi, who's also absolutely stupid because I am recording the first 20 minutes of this episode for the third time, I believe, because my laptop kept on overheating and I thought maybe it's because it's so hot, so I had to re-record a few times. And then I realized there were some apps running in the background and I did not realize they were running in the background and they were taking a lot of space. And yeah, so that today on this episode, we are going to cover the cult called Love Has Won, which really does not talk about love winning. And I also wanted to apologize for not being able to upload the episode on time yesterday. That is basically me fancily saying that sorry for not uploading the episode at all, because it's not that I wasn't prepared. I had the entire thing ready with me since Monday itself, but there's always a but. I did not want to do that because I didn't feel it. It's not that I was sleepy and I like took care of my mental health or my own health and went to sleep on time and actually did something which was good for me. No, I did not do that. I slept at 8:30. I went to bed at 4 a.m. Like I was looking at this. I was not looking at anything. I could just not stop thinking. And yeah, so that's it. That's why I did not upload that episode, because I didn't want to be very honest. I'm sorry for that. I won't repeat that hopefully again. And talking about repeating things, let's repeat the fishy news. Just kidding, I'm not. So the first fishy news that we have is, woman sends wife biscuits to apologize for shagging her husband to mark anniversary of the split. I mean, that's one way to make amends. Further reading into the article, we'll read. A woman who discovered her husband was cheating on her shared an incredible gift she recently received from the other woman, and it left people in hysterics. It was an unusual prezi. I mean, I do not blame them if it left them an unusual prezi. I mean, it's like a normal thing to say, humanly speaking. I know I'm half celestial. I do not know the human crap. But, I mean, it's a good gesture. Like, good for the both sides. They can shake hands, shag each other husbands and be done with it. I mean, I will if I was not shag the husband part, because that's just wrong, according to me. So, in a TikTok video, Elizabeth explained that her partner lied to them both and used a fake name and eventually got caught. Now, the pair had the last laugh after striking an unlikely friendship, which left people in hysterics. I do not understand these people who keep on getting into hysterics for no good fucking reason. I started this news as I thought this would be a funny one, but it's quite good and serious, to be very honest. Like how she asked for forgiveness in a very interesting but fun way, and the ex-wife also forgives her on the spot. I mean, technically the other woman wasn't wrong in this case, it was just the man playing both of them equally badly. So yeah, but my co-producer was weirdly able to relate to it, lol. So anyway, the woman in the video says, so I'm just going to explain my present. It's cookies, pointing to the ones which were shaped in genitals with the name Sly Bri. This was basically the inside joke. This was one of the man's nickname, mollified a little bit by a little peepee on which it was made. And God, I don't even need to comment on this word, a peepee with a Sly Bri on it. Like, yeah. So there was another cookie which featured the duo sticking up their middle fingers and the words written sister before vertically challenged mistress on their jackets written. And I was like, aren't these beautiful? So sisters before vertically challenged mistress. Now there's anything in being short. And I was like, I did not really understand it, so I'm not really gonna comment on it anymore. It is kind of beautiful. It is cool, and I'm amazed the kind of news the world loves to cover. So the next news is actually something when I read the headline of my cat's drinking water, and I am respiring like. What was that noise? It came from the outside. I don't think I need to care about that. I'm respiring so much. Oh my god. So the second news basically says China's WeChat bans nose picking, spanking in a bid to clean up live streams. Well, spanking, that is something that I can get behind. So yeah. Oh, it's getting behind spanking. That's actually nice. So Chinese social media platform WeChat on Thursday published a list of activities and code violations it is banning to bid a clean up live streaming service, including indecent nose picking, spanking games. And I'm like, how many spankings did actually happen on the platform to specifically add it in their list? I mean, no wonder I don't have enough Chinese listeners, you know. I need to spank myself properly for that. If my co-producer, which obviously they are listening to this, noted on, it's an idea for season 2. Spanks. And I have a jiggly butt, so that counts. China closely regulates its internet and has been increasingly clamping down on the content that is politically or socially sensitive. I read this and I was like, how is spanking politically or socially insensitive? I mean, the one who's getting hurt is the one who's getting spanked, and it's their butt which is getting hurt. And a red butt is always a pretty butt in my opinion. Like, have you seen a properly spanked butt? Look at my butt. Like, I sit on it for 2 hours and it's like totally red. How do I know that? You do not need to know. But that's hot shit. Anyway, besides nose picking and spanking, the other quote vulgar activities include putting underwear over one's head and focusing camera's lens on sensitive parts of the body, such as the chest and the buttocks. And I'm like, I understand buttocks. I don't understand chest, because titties are nice, and like all titties, male, female, and non-binary titties, all titties are welcomed. And the underwear on your head, what's wrong with that? I mean, it's a piece of garment after all, and it feels like a mask on your face, you know. It is nice. Okay, I'm gonna stop now, like, on this specific one, because even when I was covering it, I was like, you know what, China is gonna come sue my fuck out. But I don't wanna die, and I don't wanna get sued. Talking about both of those things, here's an ad break. My laptop is heating up again, and if the fans go again on, I'm just gonna be like, ugh. Anyway, so for out of the blue this time, yesterday I actually did plan something interesting for this one, but I didn't want to do it because I wanted to read poetry / prose that I've written. So I'm gonna do both of those things. I'm gonna read a prose that I wrote, or maybe a little poetry too, because if I feel generous. And I am then also going to cover the actual topic of Out of the Blue, which is a mysterious mountain mummy. But we're going to start with the prose because that's more original. So it says, and I wrote this, I believe, when I was in 8th grade. So, but I still relate to it. Like, that's sad actually. But yeah, I am cold. I have a frozen soul. Not because I don't feel, but because I am afraid. Afraid I am so afraid, so cage me up in a frozen cell. A cell so far that your warmth may never reach. No, I'm not cold. No, not anymore. I am just a prisoner to an ugly blue tyrant. A tyrant with no face. He who calls himself me. So, yeah, that I'm not gonna comment on it. Because why should I? And the other one, which is a more recent one, when I say recent, like 2 years back, it says, the heavens screamed and cried into my soul, you pride, secrets you may unfold, so all your pure glow may go. Let it all dissipate, let nothing opulate. Don't you lie, nor you smile. All I do is wry. I long for the hate I try as I leave my mundane behind. I really need to improve my writing. I cannot understand a word of what I'm writing. I need to leave my mundane behind a way so nothing is bright, a place where dark is light. Though It is interesting to see how this curse is freed. It is sacred to feel the emotion of nothingity. Maybe it's the changes change that create such non-uniformity. My hope of love is responded by a foe, and the hope of trouble by a mellow meadow. These were actually two different poems which I just decided to club together because I am fun. So yeah, okay, I'm gonna stop. And I'm gonna use this notebook to slowly and gradually give myself this like air, because I cannot turn on the AC and my AC has not been working. It is the ninth circle of hell, which is actually supposed to be a frozen one, but still it's hot. It's hot as fuck. It's hotter than I can sustain. Okay, there's something wrong with the entire world today. There's something like a technological problem. Mercury retrograde is like an actual thing today. I cannot listen to more than 5 seconds of what I just recorded, and I do not know why. So there's gonna be legit zero editing in this entire, like actually zero editing, because I cannot freaking hear half the things I'm gonna say. So moving on to the main topic, this out of the blue, it is Pedro, the mysterious mountain mummy. So what happened in October of 1932, two miners, Cecil Mann and Frank Kerr, were digging into the small caves of San Pedro Mountains in Wyoming, UFI, in search of gold. Now, when they were like doing their own jazz, and they found a rock which was obstructing their way. And to blow up the rock, they did not blow the rock, because that is just weird. And maybe it will work, but I don't think rocks do get turned on by blowjobs. But anyway, so they blew the rock using some kind of dynamite, and it led to a 4 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and about 15 meters deep cave. And in this cave, they did not find gold, but they found a mummy, which was sitting cross-legged in a lotus position, its arms on its torso, and about 18 centimeter tall. Though it is said that if you stretch out the entire body of the mummy that you find, it will exceed almost 35 centimeters. The body was less than 360 grams, and it had a very strange looking head. And people were like, oh my god, it's a tiny being with tan bronze colored skin, barrel shaped body, large hands, long fingers, low forehead, very wide mouth with large lips, fat wide nose, resembling an old man smiling. And one of the eye was actually almost winking. And the most important thing, which all the articles I read about this highlighted, a well-preserved, wrinkled penis. And I was like, okay. So, this mummy that they found is like actually very small. If you like take up a scale and measure it, it's pretty, 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 pretty small. And when they did the autopsy of it, they found that they had a humanoid structure, the rib cage and stuff. Though most of the bones were broken and the spine was heavily damaged, and the head was abnormally flat, and the body was covered in a dark gelatinous substance, which they realized might be the cause of death. That the skull was crushed by a very heavy blow, and a gelatinous substance, which was most probably the blood and exposed brain tissue, basically froze around them or something. But you know, I was actually thinking, if something did fall onto their head, would they be like sitting in this lotus position meditative stance? Because I cannot sit in that with a normal functioning brain without any like weird ass blows on it. But this creature did. And a lot of scientists were like, this belongs to a child, or a very malnourished child, or an unborn child. But when they went on to do like x-ray tests and such, it revealed that it was either 16 or like anywhere from 16 to 65 years of age. They had sharp teeth, and the organism had raw meat inside their stomach. So a grossly malformed fetus, or a human child kind of like, because I believe all human childs are taller than I believe 18 centimeters when they're born. And if it's a fetus, they wouldn't have raw meat inside their stomach. So Yeah, so I don't know what was up with it. From what I could read and such, they were like, okay, we have no idea what the fuck is this. But okay, I thought my fans of my laptops were roaring again and I'll have to pause again. But so this mummy is actually considered to be one of the first goblins or pygmies kind of a thing to exist, like small little men. And it had a lot of exhibitions at numerous places. And yeah, it's just interesting. It's a very confusing, contradictory story. All scientists are like, what? Modern science has not been able to give a clear proof of its origin. And the fun fact is, the last time it was seen, it was in 1975 in Florida, and ever since has not been located. So we wouldn't ever know. And that is the beauty of this entire thing, how futile everything is. Talking about futility, let's go to the fictitious part of the podcast and the story that's called Lights. Okay, so the date and time on this one is like kind of important, but not super important. So, like, kind of historically important. So, the date that I've given is 13th May 2020, and the time is 14:58. Ba-ba-dum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum-bum-bum-ba-dum. My vocal cords sang as I swayed my butt on my mental ukulele. As I scrubbed the dishes, I heard her and her gigantic ass thumping on the foot like it's bass. Her keys, those little clanking metals, pushing them in like a gliding sharp bullet, penetrating the virgin flesh. Just imagine this. I like the starting of this was actually very saucy, and after that it kind of like boiled down to normal thingy. But yeah, here it's three packs of 12, milled in the batches of four, she said as she kept white plastic on the granite slab. On the other hand, she had 12 cans of cola. Pretty little red things they were. I was looking at them as her back was pointing at me. Stop glaring. It's for me. I wasn't glare. I know you were. Don't argue or I will hit you, she said with a smile as she turned towards me. Her smile had this menacing comfort, which made my brain pull brakes on the thought machine suddenly and create this reverence for her. You know, I just realized it took me such a long time to write this story. And I've already started it, and like one fifth of it is already done, and that's just so sad. It's like a baby growing up and then suddenly marrying off to some useless person and never talking to you again. Anyway, I knew it was a creation and not a feeling, but the rest of my consciousness was sold. It functioned as if it wished to mute me out, and not really a wish anymore, as much as it was a foundation, an order to self from self. I love how this conflict of duality and singularity can be induced by something, rather, someone who has nothing to do with either. Like the written part of this is actually pretty interesting in its own sense, and I'm gonna like take weird ass boundaries on this one. Boundaries? I don't know, like just like go around with it. So yeah, like this duality singularity is like we have a subconscious and conscious, right? So the conscious overrides the subconscious, and it's like duality of the one single soul, but they're supposed to be that one soul, but why they are like two different souls in the one soul? So that is the thing. Like, I don't understand it quite. Like, I do, but I don't. So, yeah. Like, we were born in this everlasting tussle of figuring out who we are because we have created these multiple entities in our brains which spew nonsense. Like, are any of those voices right? Or they're simply full of shit, like all the external voices. But I have the ability to think that both of this doesn't include the other is the third perspective. If you didn't understand what I just wrote, and I did not, what they're trying to say is, like, for example, I have 11 souls, and if I end up talking to each of those 11 souls, that means I actually have 12 souls. And then it wouldn't be 12, it would be actually one soul, and 12 are the entities which are living in my body. So what she's saying is that she do consciousness, subconsciousness in a third perspective, which makes her think and like actually herself. But this third perspective is like, you know, I think it gives, you know, this actually, I just realized there's a mix of story and my thoughts here. But if I have the ability to think both of this, it will give a third perspective. So the soul is even further fragmented than we expect to figure out. It's an ascension one. Seriously, maybe this is where the three main gods concept come from. Like, you know, there's one gullible bitch, then there's an entitled bitch, and then there's the, in all capitals, the bitch. I open the boxes, I align the colors, find the blade up from the attic, I thump on the wooden floors, they make weird creaking noises. I always have been meaning that we need to buy a new of these shacks, but where do we buy them from? Where do we get the money from? Because she wants to sell all those things which clearly do not work, but she thinks they do. But she thinks they do. Is that correct English? I'm not sure. So, I also don't understand why all of the sharp objects are so out of reach. I mean, they're important. We need them often. They should be within hand's reach. I mean, it's not that anybody would want to kill themselves with that monster around. I think I should really have a podcast. I think I'll be good at it. I take out the bands which were hanging on the wall. It is amazing. The collection of bands we've gathered now. They are like 29 of them on each wall and then in the basement. I mean, we would need all the cooking stuff when the whole planet goes to 5D, like, you know, who other than, like, you know, who's other than mom, of course. How would that all stuff look like? What she's like, all those cooking utensils are like, they do not know what the 5D world looks like other than the mom, which is like the cult leader. Got it. What if they're like, you know, Chinese food everywhere and it starts another virus thing? God, we really need to buy more essentials. But do we even need food in the 5D? Like, would we even poop? And would we even have anuses? Like, what if we start excreting towards from our eyes, you know, like taking out air from eyes? The air would be all the food that we need. But would that also not mean that we are eating poop? Like, poop of other people's food. But won't such a society just drive to nothing? Let me give you an analogy of why the poop eating thingy came out. So I have an aquarium and the fish there, they eat, they poop there, and then when they poop, the other fish eats the other fish's poop, and then it poops and the other fish eats the other fish's poop. And I'm like, why are we feeding these things? They'll just like eat each other's caca and be done with it. But anyway, so like, and the air is all the food that we need, and like, poop is food for other people. But won't such a society drive to do anything? I mean, why would they do anything? Because if we are doing things to stay alive, we eat for energy. But if the food is that abundant, we won't simply need any evolution whatsoever, and everything will end. And everything will end. Is this the meaning of an actual evolved civilization, to basically stop evolving? But who decides when this point of stoppage of evolution comes at? Like, why wanna evolve in this abundance and you can stay where you are and just basically chill the fuck out? Grow your ass and grow your boobies. Get a Gucci massage and get your mouth stuffed at the same time. I mean, in all the ways. I'm pulled back from my intelligent space and with my phone ringing. It's mother with the rainbow of hearts. Stop dreaming about it and make the episode after the moon stuff. Melt the pastels at low heat. We don't want them burning. Call Koi and ask him to get potassium nitrate, like a half pound of it. Use sugar that's left in the drawer. Ask him to bring in baking soda from Carb's home. And I want it ready in 20 minutes. Use the extra stove if you want to, as long as the cool cleans the inner floor. Use the extra stove if you wanna, and everything is cool as long as you clean the inner floors. You'll be stationed there. And she cuts the phone. Trunk, how rude. Now I'm gonna tell you about the preparations, because I actually googled this up. So I wanted to create colored smoke for this story. And how you create colored smoke is that you take these wax/oil pastel crayons, you melt them, and in that you add 50% potassium nitrate, I believe 20% powdered sugar, and then whatever's left, like 30%, 5%, whatever amount of, you know, this baking soda. And you put that into the melted thingy, and when you try to burn it, it would actually burn and give out that colorful smoke. And she is gonna place all this colorful smoke into those cans which the mother bought. Okay. So that was the preparation. So the next timestamp is 13th May 2020, and the time is 14:36. I'm glad to see all you gorgeous souls gathered here. We all know why we are here. We are here because we are being called to the 5D, away from the suffering and futility of the mundane 3D. I still feel so bad this story ended so fast. This took me like 5,000-7,000 years to write. Okay. You are the 12 few who are gathered in, and my cat is eating his food if you can't hear the background. You 12 gathered here will be stored in your own place in reality. Where I stand is a consecrated land where the first creature of 5D landed on Earth, and when the entire Earth was one great island, Pangaea. It was that energy that impacted and separated everything, creating the diverse Earth that we are in today. Though broken in fragments, the ascension is all about unifying every soul that has ever walked, will walk, or is walking on the 3D to come together and ascend to the creative reality as a collective consciousness. Come! Each walk here, smoke will rise up below you, and you can check it as check that what you stand over is solid hardwood, and there will be Pangaea and the 5D, and that will sort your real purpose. Come, you step here. I heard her speaking like she always does. I heard those lazy footsteps, but lazy though rather light. A peachy pink will do this person well. I place the can on the little lazy Susan and light up the things and start to rotate it gently, and the smoke rises. For the people who do not know what a lazy Susan is, it's basically that circular thingy with, you know how a potter's wheel is, just it's made out of wood and usually on dining tables. But like, since I did not know what could this, and like what could it be called in this specific case, I called it lazy Susan. And light up the things and start to rotate it gently. The smoke rises, I hear them gasping. Okay, it's out. I need to increase my hand speed. 40 seconds in. Oh yes. What? 40 seconds in. Oh yes, you got the nurturer. Well done. I hear her speaking. I trip the can down and pour water on it. The ascension of one has begun. I hear another person coming from. Heavy steps, this one. And they came first and started to tap the floor a little. The foam made the noise which was required and made it all seem filled. Blue for him, he's a skeptic. Blue with a hint of red. I poured the mix in the little can. It is wet on the inside, but I don't think that should matter really. And I put it on the lazy Susan, wait for her cue, and start and light it up again. Hallelujah! We are coming to self-sustenance, possibly poop-eating 5D civilization. This is the full disclosure, and we need better marketing to find better people for this cult. Dun 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 dun. That was the end of the story. Oh my God, I feel extremely active despite being extremely tired and my brain not functioning properly. So yeah. Okay, so the story for this one was actually so they have this podcast, Love Has Wands, and their last episode was 20th May 2020, like the first and the last, and they talked about moon and crap. So that's where the episode's basic storyline and stuff comes from. And like, these guys have been extremely active online, and they're like an internet cult more than anything else. And I was actually inspired by this cult. I would like totally join it. I heard their podcast initially and I was like, fuck, bitch, this is something that I like. I actually liked how they rolled. But the aesthetics, oh my God, such bad aesthetics. So I would have joined them had it not been for the bad aesthetics. And I don't know why I'm glitching right now. So the main person behind this cult is Amy Carlson, who is also a lot like me, you know. She, you know, was like, she becomes a was by the end of the entire thing. So, you know, what's going to happen here and who it's going to happen to. And I wanted to be the first person ever to cover this case of her death. But like, this happened on 28th April 2021. So it's been a while, but I came across it like the last time I was looking into fishy news. So yeah. Anyway, so there are like, I believe, two other podcasts which have covered it. I did not hear them because I was like, I heard them a little bit, but then I felt half their facts were totally wrong, kind of, according to my research. So I just went with the research, and most of my source is basically independent.co.uk, and that's where I've taken most of my quotations and stuff from. So okay, anyway, so back to Amy. She led a simple life. When she was young, she was very talented. According to her mother, she sang in the choir and she had a melodious voice. She was into crystals, the divine, the tarot, the paranormal, the conspiracy theories, government, and all the amazing things we basically cover in this podcast. She came from an average household and she lived an average life. Then suddenly she was a straight A student. A. B. She used to get infatuated like really fast and then get out of that infatuation really fast too. And I was like, yeah, I feel attacked. But yeah, she had three children from two different men, at least according to most sources. I'm not sure why it is important for everybody to state that. It is actually important, and the only reason that they did state that is because how, like, she used to get infatuated by one man and then suddenly leave him out of the blue. And not the good out of the blue, not this podcast out of the blue. Okay, and she considered her eldest son the reincarnation of Elvis Presley. So I was like, okay. And this is according to Reddit, so I'm not sure how honest this is. But yeah. So this originally, when I was looking through them, I was like, oh my God, this is like such a usual cult thingy. And like, you know, but when I went into it, I was actually going to do People's Temple, but then I decided against it and I went ahead with this one. So their YouTube channel has about 8.7k followers, and some of their videos reach like almost 100,000 views, and some of them have like 7,000 to 8,000 views. So it's like as up as below. And the research which I was actually doing throughout this, like, there's not a lot of substantive research here. There's a lot of people being people and like complaining and crap, and me making sarcastic remarks, or like, I'm like, what, to most of it. And that's the entire thing at this time. And because honestly, there's not a lot here. I can summarize the entire research. Like, there were white people who were being white, and then somebody died. That is the entire story. So She back to Amy Carlson and to the specific gory details. She was a McDonald's manager in Texas, and she joined or created a cult called Galactic Hub. When she was around 30, she left her job there, and she decided to leave her job and her little things that you give birth to children, and her children to go away with strangers she met online and start her Federation of Galactic Hub something cult. So according, some sources were like she left in 2006, some were like 2007, the others were like 2009. So I'm not very sure when she exactly left, but we know that she left in the Christmas season or Thanksgiving season. And this, some sources said that she left like after saying goodbyes. Others were like, they were sitting at the table, she came and then she never came back. Like kind of like a one night stand, just your one night stand included having three kids and like leaving those kids behind. Not that I am like throwing shade on leaving kids behind, they are annoying as fuck. Her mother, Amy's mother, did say that it was a complete shock to us and we had no idea what's going on. And as I researched further, Amy's mother was the only person by the end of it who Amy actually maintained cordial contact with, and with the rest of her family she was like, yeah, no. So Amy, she used to muse about clouds, think all the clouds are basically some kind of UFO or carry some kind of importance and knowledge. And she took up multiple names throughout this time. And soon, we are not sure when, but soon she started to refer herself as Mother God. And she considered herself to be the mother of all creation, and all her followers actually call her mom. And talking about moms, I have actually, my best friend is somebody that I call her mom, and it's very funny. And her friends call me their kid, because by the thing, if I'm her kid, they are like my aunts and uncles. So it's very fun. So I am totally into this mom business. So she claimed that she had experienced 534 reincarnations and had been alive for 19 billion years. And since I think that if she's the creation, how old is the universe? Let me check that. Age of the universe. So, okay, my internet's not working. What the fuck? Why it's not working? You know, it's actually working. My laptop has been acting out in the sense that my phone notices, okay, it's not working. Wow. And I'm rambling. I'm honestly rambling today. That's something that I've realized. Age of universe. And I'm not gonna edit this, you know. And the age of Ida del universe. Okay, so the age of universe is 13.772 billion years. So she's like older than universe, so it makes sense she created the entire universe. Alright, I take my argument back. So according to Amy, her formal incarnations included Jesus Christ, because sure, Jeanne d'Arc, Cleopatra, and Marilyn Monroe. And I hope it's in this exact order. And they also think that she was in one lifetime the daughter of Donald Trump. But then again, like, she's not that young to like be built and die. Then most of the videos are basically live streams, and in one of the live streams, allegedly, they were empathizing with Hitler, that the things that he was doing was kind of good, and they all are a little transphobic when they want to be. And then they deny everything that they said balantly on YouTube, not even remove the video, and be like, yeah, no, we don't agree with this. We didn't say that. You misinterpreted it and cult and shit. The beliefs of the cult were actually very, you know, a lot all over the place. They incorporated elements from the mainstream Abrahamic religions, New Age spiritualism, mythic beliefs. Their beliefs included Mount Shasta in California and the Lemurian civilization of advanced beings that legends claim to live inside the mountains. And I believe they would also talk about star seeds and stuff. They did not, according to my research, but I'm pretty sure they would. Amy said that she's going to take 144,000. So that would be 144,000 faithful offer into the 5D or the fifth dimension. This number is actually very significant according to the Abrahamic many Abrahamic religions and their offshoots. In Christianity, it represents the total number of representatives from the 12 tribes of Israel who worshipped God during the event of the books of Revelation. So this is not really an very creator of the universe originality level, but all right. So she also, I just realized, if she was the creator of the universe, why did she get born as Jesus fucking Christ? And she actually says Jesus fucking Christ on most of her videos, and so I'm just quoting her. So she also even quoted, like, when the specific number was being talked about, spiritual ego horse die, if you're not connected to me, you're out. And you know what, if we change the, that was my research and my comment. So she said, like, really mean things to people on cam, and, like, people still liked her for some weird reason. So, but I was actually thinking, if it changed the spiritual ego whole story, like, you neo-spiritual capitalist bastards, and if you're not a fan of my podcast, you're out. I'm a 11th soul, half celestial. It basically sounds like me. Anyway, come feed me low-fat, sugar-free ice cream. I will start a cult, I'm certain, one day, and everybody will die because of ice cream or sugar rush, in this case, not Gatorade. Anyway, when she was 30, she was hell-bent into this, and she left everything behind. And her inner circle always had father gods, and it did not consist of more than 18 to 20 people, 12 to 20 people actually, and everything else was mostly online. So one of her father gods was like the male counterpart, and they often were like, yeah, like once she left them in 7 to 8 months, they used to come out and then be like, this is toxic, and like basically start seeing the reality of things. Now, when people call them cult, there was a video of them which said, we are, quotations, a cult because we see the truth that other people can't. But apparently, if you follow the collective mentality and you follow what everybody else is doing, you are not a cult. Well, why? It's a group of people who believe in the same insanity. The collective all believes the same insanity, but yet they're not a cult. We are a cult of what? Love. And I read this and I was like, yeah, they're a cult. So in 2018 was actually the time they actually changed their name to Love Has Won, and before they were called the Galactic Federation of Light. And I was like, yeah, nerds, they did not get laid in high school. So the group also had like multiple father gods. I'm not sure why I mentioned father gods just like up top, and then I actually start talking about like little below, and I'm like, oh. Okay, so the most recent father god who has taken over the cult after the death of Amy has renamed the cult 5D Full Disclosure now, and it's not really helping their case, like aesthetics. Their YouTube banner is not changed, it's still the same old one. Their YouTube URL is also Love Has Won, so I'm not really sure if he's a good direction. He's a lousy man by all things. So I was watching the Vice documentary on the cult, and this is how he invited people. He was sitting on this weird ass stool and he was like, surrender, you son of a bitch, get in, motherfucker. Castillo and Carson work well together, you guys are fucked. While she carries out her duties as mother gods, he takes the opportunity to basically dish out some discipline. And there was this person he was screaming at, are you fucking insane, correct? And the person was like, yeah. And he was like, how can an insane individual serve God? You're gonna be paraplegic. I do not know what that means, and I didn't even want to look it up. So I was like, yeah, this does not really sound inviting. And this person, the most recent guy, I've forgotten his name and I've not written it anywhere from what I can see, was arrested or at least been accused across the United States for drinking, driving, breaking and entering, and child neglect. And one of the previous father gods before him, in 2014 I believe, he was in the cult for about 7 to 8 months, and he said that when Amy took 10 shots of vodka, she fell and walked into walls. He himself was a doting boyfriend according to himself, and did whatever he could to help Amy. He was called Andrew Profaci. Sounds Italian. Also, like, So I was like, I get it that she's drinking vodka and that's why she's falling. But what kind of shots did you take to fall into this fucking mess? So the cult is not even vegan, you know? And I was like, they should at least be vegetarian or vegan, but they aren't. And I was sad. Like, that's the base. That's the first rule of establishing a cult. Like, I am a fish, so I do not eat fish. So I am a vegetarian. Anyway, they even also had an MLM situation going on. They sold neo-spiritualistic goods to people. They sold health-related supplement, and most important thing that they sold was colloidal silver. Along with that, their YouTube channel offers brain surgeries, organ repairs, transplants. And they said that the beings who have had the most healing have actually been cured by mom. And the curing thing is a surgery called etheric surgery, which costs $88 per session, claiming that it can remove sickness and negative energy from the body. Their main base has been in Colorado, though they've tried to shift a few times. And one of the spokesperson in the video, like, ever since I believe 2018, that Amy has been feeling sick. She's been in a lot of pain. She's paralyzed down her spine and she cannot move and she's in agony. And like, she was taking drugs on cam, like literally on the video, she was taking marijuana and stuff, all right? But the members of the cult are actually banned from using any kinds of drugs or alcohols. But for her mom's drugs, they are like, she is an organic human being or like an organic creature, so she cannot use pharmaceutical drugs. So she relies on alcohol, which is completely organic and it works as a natural painkiller. But she also cannot take morphine. And I was like, if you take morphine, that would actually be just as organic as your fucking alcohol. But yeah, sure. So there's also this like Jesus complex of having emotions of all the entire world and taking all this suffering that she has in this life too. And that's why she like credited, all right, I'm drinking so much wine, vodka in this case, because I'm taking so much suffering from the entire fucking universe. So why should I not do that? And I was like looking at the wall and speaking. I hope my voice was properly audible. If it was not, I'm sorry. So in her, and also with her sickness, I was like, she can do the surgery on herself, can she not? Like, I highly doubt she would need to be conscious or unconscious to go through the eclectic surgery or eclectic surgery, whatever that was called, for $88. And they've been like a lot of reports of people basically asking the cult members to take her to the hospital, but they said no because they were like, you know, we know how hijacking works. And I was like, yeah, you do because you're a fucking cult. In September, though, the group moved to Hawaii. No, in October, I believe they moved to Hawaii in 2020, and in September they were escorted off of Hawaii by the police because they violated the COVID-19 protocols and they offended the locals by like co-opting for native religious practices. And there were actually protests of like cults go away and things like that. Now, there were a lot of instances of them people being abused by the cult, being brainwashed, parents, ex-members, and stuff, you know, like how all cults function in that fashion. So there was a person who was found naked walking in the desert and he had like cactus spines in his feet. This person, who was also a Republican, believed that cannibalistic liberal pedophiles run the global child trafficking link. I do not know how that makes sense, but people say that that is one of the most important things which made him join the cult. And I was like, pedophilia, cannibalism, or child trafficking rings, or what? What was it again? So, according to his family, he spent $15,000 on the cult. His behavior at home became like really unsettling. He used to sleepless. He started following a schedule which was aligned with the seven colors of the chakras according to the day, and he only ate the food and the stuff which aligned with the specific color of the day as ordered by the cult. And I actually think that makes sense because, I mean, not to a very heavy extent, but if you start to align the colors in the food that you eat according to what day it is at, it can actually help astrologically speaking. Oh my god, I'm fucking gonna start a cult. I'm so embarrassed right now. But yeah, so there was like, this person is one of the like easier example of the whole thing. There were a lot of people who were screamed at, thrown things at. There was a cat that she held by its neck in a video. She locked a baby in a closet, and I'm like, yeah, lock a baby in a closet, that's what you should do, and then it's gonna stay in closet forever because you're a toxic mother. And there was also this video wherein a cult member was like, I'm so grateful I get this time to speak, and in the background the voice comes out like, fuck you and shit, and I'm like, okay, that is not really grateful or stressful or like stress burst or whatever. But yeah, so there was also this one specific one wherein she asked for chicken parmesan, but she got meatballs, and she said, my vision was chicken parmesan. So the fucking atoms turn around on me to get me meatballs. I didn't say meatballs. I love meatballs, but I didn't fucking say that. Chicken parmesan, she was screaming in the video. Anyway, so there's like a lot to unfold here. There's brainwashing, there's people like, you know, I actually thought cult leaders to be very charismatic and nice, but she's neither of those things, but she still was able to get in people. I don't know, neo-spiritualism or people are just that fucking sad now. So there's like a lot of abuse because duh. And I'm not gonna cover that because most of it did not come from reliable sources. Most of it is on Reddit. There's a subreddit called Our Cults, and there you'll find all sorts of stuff on there. But I'm not gonna tell you those because I'm not sure it's Reddit for all fucking sense. Whew. But all of it comes to a gradual end, and as I told you, on 28th April 2021, her body was discovered, and her body was found in a sleeping bag. The eye sockets were removed. There was glitter or golden eye makeup around her removed eye sockets, and Christmas lights wrapped around the whole thing. When the police found the body in the Colorado hideout or the headquarters, it was in like a certain kind of shrine, and the body was very decomposed, though like it felt like she died a lot of time before her discovery. Discovery of her corpse. Though it's fair to notice that in most of her videos, like if you notice, her face is purple. I kept on cribbing about like since forever that my undertones are purple and it makes me look weird, but her skin like was literally purple and I do not look that weird. So that was because of silver colloidal poisoning, which the group also sold to other people to use in their stuff. The cult spokespeople said that she did not die, but she ascended to 5D and she was the first one to go. The group says that her death was actually very recent. Like, she died on 28th April itself, and it wasn't any crap like this. But like, police are not even buying into this thing. 7 people are arrested and charges, and they are charged with tampering of deceased human body, which will give them a maximum sentence of 12 years if proven guilty. 2 of the 6 of these people were granted $1,000 in personal recognizance bonds, which means they'll be able to leave the jail sooner or later. There was like a lot of 2 of these people were mothers who were quote unquote separated from the children, and one of them is a former Marine who had 6 who had like prior criminal records, mostly for trafficking violations and misdemeanors. And when the body was found, it was in such a state that they were not able to identify it. Like, they knew it was Amy, but not like substantive proof, though the police affidavit said that it was Amy. So they tried fingerprints, but the body was too decomposed. Then they tried dental records, but that did not turn up on anything. And finally, they worked with DNA, and they corresponded the DNA with the family members, and it was a match. And it was actually the family members who called 911 and stuff to, like, you know, get her body to peace and stuff. She also said that she talked with Michael Jackson, Robbie Williams, and all those amazing ass people. And yeah, I'm not sure why I'm saying that by the end of it. And that is it for this cult. This one was supposed to be a very light-hearted, nice episode wherein not a lot of people died, and like the one who died kind of had it coming. So yeah, okay, bye. That's it. I love you all. The podcast is hosted by Koi On Air, who's apps of I'm like literally drenched in sweat right now. It's so fucking hot. It is co-produced with Nifix. The music is by Lil Addy, who does amazing work. And you can find me on Clubhouse, Twitter, and Instagram as Koi On Air. And I'll reply to all of you, so you can text me and you can send in your listeners validation episode, listeners validation story gathering thingy at koi@madebynifix.com. And this time, try not to send cursed poems, but send cursed poems, send anything. All right. Okay, bye. It's too hot for me to continue speaking.